We collected the data retrospectively from our electronic patient records, and this was the data collected from May 2006 to September 2009, and intraoperative assessment was introduced, but now it is becoming the standard of care in a unit from February 2009. Surgeons who performed the central node biopsy, the patients were included of the surgeons who did the central node biopsy, and the neoadjuvant patients were excluded from the study. The three groups which were identified were the primary axillary clearance group, the central lymph node biopsy with immediate completion clearance, and these are the group which had the intraoperative assessment, and the central lymph node biopsy with the delayed completion clearance. And we looked at the total need from the central lymph node yield and the axillary clearance.